The Humanity 1 rescue ship was still in port Wednesday, but without its passengers after a climb down by the Italian government. 250 people, mostly Africans, were finally allowed to disembark from the boat and a second vessel, the Gio Barents, after being stranded in the Sicilian port of Catania since Saturday. Until Tuesday, the Italian government said they were not vulnerable enough to enter the country, but late in the evening they were unexpectedly allowed to leave. It's a victory for human rights campaigners and the rescue ship's captains, who had refused to sail away with them on board.
It's in this case a victory that we showed that the right is on our side, that we're not doing something illegal, and that this decree which was brought against us was illegal, and that these actions in the last 14 days were not correct.
Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni came to power on a promise to crack down hard on illegal migration. Neither she nor any government minister has explained the reasons behind the about turn, but it's believed internal and external pressure came to bear.
We are on the edge, and I think the government is moving on a very complicated path, respecting the EU, not upsetting the EU, and at the same time trying to do what he was voted for.
People aboard the Humanity One have started a hunger strike in a desperate bid to be admitted to the country. The question now is, will the government abandon its tough stance or approach it in a different way? The Italian government's hardline stand may have kept its supporters happy, but in reality, its crackdown policy couldn't work legally. It's been widely criticised for denying rights and compassion to people who were simply seeking a safer, better life. These people were allowed into Sicily some time ago. They're learning Italian in order to better assimilate into the community. Those that have made the long and dangerous journey to Italy are a cross-section of asylum seekers, refugees and migrants, but all have one thing in common. They want a better life. Ibrahima is from Guinea. His trip in a small boat across the Mediterranean 6 years ago was risky, but not as dangerous as some. He now speaks excellent Italian and is grateful to Italy, but has concerns.
More than one government, some of them, have helped people like me who have been here for a short time, and the current government doesn't help and makes life difficult. It's not right.
A happy end for some, but looking out at the central Mediterranean where more than 20,000 people have drowned making the perilous journey, you wonder how many more victims will the cruel seas of winter claim. Tony Bertley, Al Jazeera, Catania, Sicily.